圣诞夜下午，美国神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿进行了第四场演出，很多观众携亲友前来，把看神韵演出当成了最好的圣诞礼物。
史达克全家九口人一起来看演出。
And my father-in-law said, "Hey, for Christmas, let's go watch the show." And I said, "It looks great." And I read the literature about it, and so many people said they thought it was amazing. So I've been very excited. And from the opening, it kind of caught me. I love the opening, the falling of the dragon and the cosmic warriors, the heavenly warriors. Very interesting. I lived in Asia for 9 years, but I've never seen a production quite like this, actually.
我来这里四年，每一年都来看。尤其把我们台湾的阿美族的舞蹈放进去的，还有把我们的西藏的这个献哈达的这个舞蹈放进去，我就非常有特色。
It's very rich. It's a very rich culture, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
And beautiful.
Very beautiful.、Yeah.
So how do you find the dancers?
Wow. There's not a word to explain how good they were.
It's really a show for everyone.
And I like the variety.I was very surprised how beautiful the music was. I had to shut my eyes just to listen to it. So it was really, really stirring. And I enjoyed the message. I just thought the message came through very loud and clear. You know, freedom of thought and freedom of religion, freedom of belief and faith. And it was wonderful.
他的儿子杰森很高兴来看了演出，没想到中国古典舞有这样长的历史和丰富的故事。芭芭拉最喜爱舞蹈水袖，想要穿那样的服装。带着开心的笑容，神韵观众度过了一个特别的平安夜。新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿的六场演出，在观众热烈的掌声中画下了圆满的句号。观众赞美神韵美妙无比，向全世界传递了中国几千年来的文化，推荐所有人前来观看。
退休教师乔伊斯很早就买了票，等着看神韵。
The dancing, the music, everything was fantastic, and the culture and the traditions were wonderful.I wish everybody could see it.
理疗师菲利斯发现，原来杂技体操的很多技巧来自中国古典舞。
Look, we got a lot of it from you, and we didn't even know. Oh, that was fabulous. But we can see so many cultures in just tonight, other than just Chinese. I mean, it spreads globally. The message spreads globally. It was beautiful.
Well, the monkey was really nice. yeah.And the lotus flowers, beautiful, yeah. I really enjoyed the show.
他特别给太太买票作为圣诞礼物。公司专业合同经理卡西罗和太太一起看神韵，纪念结婚十周年。
The monks, I thought that was quite enjoyable. And my wife really enjoyed the lotus dance.
史蒂夫·比拉德全家前来观看。
And I appreciate the culture. I must say my girlfriend's from China, so I'm learning more about her culture.
I think it's a marvelous depiction of thousands of years of history, and I think I recommend it to anybody to see it.
新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
在德州休斯顿教授表演和舞蹈的多米尼克夫妇观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团的表演之后，对演出的设计、演员的技巧赞不绝口，更看到了中国文化的绚丽多彩。他们表示，从演出的设计、艺术表现和传递的讯息，都有很多要学习和了解的。
教芭蕾舞的伊丽莎白·多米尼克佩服神韵演员对舞蹈的全力投入。
My gosh, it was just beautiful. The costuming was fabulous. The technique was...perfect and the delicacy which that they moved with was amazing. They just look like they're floating across the stage when they heel toe across the stage with their feet, but they still have the beautiful point that a ballet dancer has, and the extension is amazing, and the artistry and the gymnastics, it just blew us away. We really loved it.
The discipline, you can see the precision from the discipline, from the, you know, as a culture and how that is instilled in the culture and then again into the arts, you can see it very, very clearly.Articulation of the hands and the feet, tremendous articulation and precision which they move together. But then it's never stiff, it's always very graceful.
All I have to say is that it was awesome, and there had to be a lot of talent for this.
戏剧教师约瑟夫赞叹神韵的舞台层次和天幕设计，其色彩与服装呼应，使天幕的景象在舞台上成为现实。
I saw a lot of things that I thought, wow, I'd love to be able to do that in the theater, you know, and I thought it was very successful, very successful.
伊丽莎白年年夸奖女主持人的美丽优雅。
And plus to hear the Chinese language spoken, she was beautiful, the woman that spoke. She was just beautiful and she sounded so soft and pretty, you know.
她觉得中国文化这么丰富，自己有很多要学习的地方。
It made me learn a lot, made me question a lot of things and want to learn more about what's really going on in China today. I'm very, very fascinated. As an American, we hear so much about economy. We don't hear so much about culture. And there is what's lost. You know, economies are important, but when it comes at the cost of culture, you know, nothing's that important. So...
像很多观众一样，他们表示一定要再来看神韵。新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团对中国传统文化纯善纯美的演绎，让休斯顿观众看到了中国5000年文明的多彩多姿，也看到了中国人聪慧顽强的精神。12月26号，第五场的演出观众爆满，很多人在看完演出后表示要更多的了解中国。
26号傍晚，休斯顿琼斯大剧院人头攒动，一些人多年慕神韵之名，今天终于如愿以偿。
Well, we tried to see this over a year ago, and we didn't make it, and so we promised ourselves this year that we would make it for sure. But I'm learning a lot tonight.And it's an absolutely magnificent performance. So I hope you'll be back because I will be too.
The beauty of the music and the dance, the movement, and the fabric, the colors, everything. It's an expression of life and hope and beauty.
The beauty and the happiness and the smiles on everyone. I really enjoyed that too.
Well, I guess I didn't realize that traditional classical Chinese dance was so complicated, more or just as complicated as ballet, apparently. I didn't realize that, but I definitely have a newfound awareness of appreciation for the performers.
And I loved the spiritual message about good versus evil, which is a conflict that's timeless. So it really tied together the ancient culture with the modern culture.And I thought it was a good reflection.
The story is told over, it went from everything from the very, very, you know, past all the way to the current generation. And then you can kind of see where there was a lot of freedom at one point, but then some persecution. And it sounds almost like, or it seems almost like they're, like the Chinese people are fighting to get that freedom back now.
Well, it's so ancient, your culture, that it's a thousand of things to admire.And the strong of your people is what I like the most.
Fantastic. It's like you said, 5,000 years of culture that we're not aware of. And through this performing art, we learn a lot from it.
新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
星期五晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿的第三场演出，现场气氛热烈。观众不仅随着节目发出阵阵笑声和惊叹，而且大声为演员叫好。演出结束后，观众还完全沉浸其中，热切分享他们的感受。
At the same time, everything is so synchronized. The dancing, the costumes are absolutely gorgeous. The colors, it's just a very exciting performance to come and watch.
It's nice to see it, you know, walking through history through dance, and I think that's great.
Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. The staging is beautiful, the backdrops, and it's magical. The colors are beautiful.
The way they're able to display and tell the story through dance, and you can see the story, you can understand it without any words being spoken or any explanation. That, to me, is impressive.
They are unbelievable, not amazing. Above and beyond amazing.
And I've never seen such precision, such great professionalism in the dancing. The costumes were unbelievably beautiful, so colorful. And I've never seen technical presentation like I saw tonight.
The fusion of the graphic arts with the dancing gives you chills to the skin. It's so nice, so beautiful, so well done. My congratulations.
Well, tonight is, I've reflected on it quite a bit, and there was some new vision of Chinese dancing that I had not seen before, and also philosophy and that I had not heard of before. So it gave me something to think about, to look up in the future and try to understand better.
We have the opportunity to taste Chinese culture and to see it in a way that is very inspiring, and to see that there is still an element of care, an element of love among people. And that's something I enjoy very much.
新唐人记者梁廷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在德州休斯顿连演六场，12月27日圆满落幕。观众赞叹演员高超的技巧，更惊叹神韵有三个艺术团在世界巡回，能够汇集这么多有才华的演员。希望神韵每年能够多来休斯顿演出。
The female dancers, I think they're absolutely beautiful. They're so whimsical and they're just flowing on stage. It's just so nice to see how joyous they are when they perform and to see them bring so much of their background and history into what they're doing is really nice.
Oh, I love the way that the silk moves is really gorgeous, and I love the belts. It's very specific. All of the color combinations are beautiful. That's the best part for me is to see all of the colors.
洛维尔还注意到服装的不同层次在舞蹈跳跃的瞬间闪现的美丽。
The colors are so vibrant and the people are so talented. I know they must work 24 hours a day. They have to be. The synchronization by itself is just unbelievable. You know? And besides that, they're so flexible. How on earth do they get that far off the ground? and get their feet up past their heads? It's just amazing to me. Just amazing.Oh, it just makes me happy all over, all the way through. Yeah.
This is their last show in Houston.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame. They should be able to perform here several times in Houston. I think I would come every time.
What I want to do is learn more about the culture. I find that I've been very lacking in information, and I'm really kind of ignorant about the culture, and I want to know more. And I have to tell you, I'm definitely going to come back next year because it was very, very special.
So to me, it's opened up a whole new world to see that you can bring everything to us like you do. And in the three different troupes that you have throughout the world, that's like, holy cow, you got so many people that can do all this. Yeah, and teach us more about what's going on there on the other side of the world that we really don't know too much about.
美国神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿琼斯大剧院的六场演出圆满结束。观众万分珍惜这难得的机会，连日爆满，希望神韵尽快回来。并通知奥斯汀的亲友不要错过神韵的演出。新唐人记者梁廷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
很多休斯顿的观众把观看神韵演出看作是圣诞节的一个重要礼物。24号天公不作美，下着小雨，但是观众喜悦的心情丝毫不受影响。
克里斯丁在德州奥斯汀工作，圣诞节来看母亲，母女俩喜笑颜开。
Well, I told Kristen before we left home, this was a big part of our Christmas gift, and it's certainly been worth it. We've enjoyed it so much. It's been a lot of fun. Brightened up a rainy day for us. Oh, we love the show. It had so many different things. I like the scene about the martial arts also.The young men doing the martial arts was very entertaining. Beautiful colors, and I'm amazed at how everyone could change their costumes so quickly. It takes a lot of coordination.
And we were talking about the material of the costumes, just seems like it floated in the air. And it was really interesting to me to see some of the visual representation of some of the Chinese values of compassion and inner beauty. I think my favorite dance was the sleeves.
美国神韵纽约艺术团26号和27号在休斯顿还有最后两场演出，之后立即前往德州首府奥斯汀，在新年前上演三场。克里斯汀要把这个消息告诉他在奥斯汀的华人朋友。
新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
12月26日，在休斯顿观看神韵的观众中，有一个阿拉伯家庭，父母子女都是大学里的教授，在不同国家居住生活过。他们都感叹无法用语言表达对神韵的美好感受，走出剧场好像精神上获得了新生。请看报道。
纳贾菲全家沉浸在观看神韵的喜悦中。
Well, I found out that it's a very vibrant culture. A lot of meaning is given without words and shown through body movements. And I thought the music was inspiring and I thought it was, I think it's music that people all over the world can connect to. It's a very global music and melodious and I don't know, words fail to describe really what we saw tonight.
2000年前才从卡塔尔赶来探亲的女儿索马耶幸运地赶上了神韵演出。
But I absolutely loved the show and I thought it was fantastic. I mean, it was very, very beautifully done.
It was a fascinating show.A lot of excitement, absolutely a lot of excitement. And, I don't know what you can say. I mean, you just come in here and you get that spirit that just kind of gets lifted. So that's what I feel about it. It was just, you know, I had smiled, you know, throughout the whole performance, you know. It kind of gave me the butterflies, I think, you know. It was, you know, very interesting.
You need to come and see this show.It's a must, a once in a lifetime at least experience. Yeah.
So you walk out of here feeling rejuvenated, I mean, spiritually. It's just great. It's just absolutely great.
美国神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿的六场演出结束后，将前往德州首府奥斯汀，在29和30日上演三场。新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。
休斯顿的一名地产商山迪·雷卡斯特在观看了美国神韵纽约艺术团12月23号的演出之后，12月26号又特意邀请他的华裔医生庄医生的全家观看演出。庄医生说，看了演出想起了幼年时关于美猴王等美好的回忆，他希望神韵能多来休斯顿，让在美国长大的孩子们多接受中国的传统文化。
三天前刚刚看过神韵演出的地产商山迪·里卡斯特别邀请他的华人医生一家前来和他再次观看演出。
我很高兴来到这里看 and, 节目非常之精彩，我们一家人都在，都很喜欢看了这节目，我们希望将来多点机会过来，我们都希望能够再看多一点这方面的节目。他们的跳舞方面是跳得非常之好，故事的话也引起我们想起我们小的时候学的东西啊，这个猴子王之类的啊，这些东西都有很好的，觉得就是很好的回忆了。我们都希望，而且小孩子在这边长大的，我们都希望他们接触一些中国的文化，对不对？因为不管怎么样，我们都是中国人。
庄医生的三个女儿也纷纷表示喜欢神韵的节目。
It's great. I think it's really nice that our Chinese culture is being displayed in this way, and it's really nice that so many different ethnicities are here watching the show.
And I really like the show. Like the dancers are amazing.
Being Chinese American, I guess it showcases like the culture and the years of history that we have. So it's very impressive, and I think it's an excellent show actually.
新唐人记者梁婷娜，德州休斯顿报道。